guaranteeing safe and orderly migration flows, because we'll be able to properly register people. We also have a registry of unaccompanied minors transiting Honduras. If you'll indulge me, I'll also respond to some further questions that were asked yesterday related to the birth registry in Honduras. With regard to births and the registration thereof in Honduras, the registration of persons indicates that in 2023 we had a 97.7% birth certificate or birth registration coverage. The National Registry of Persons has offices in 20 of the 29 of the country's hospitals. We also have an agreement with the Secretary of State for Health to register births in hospitals on an automatic basis, as well as to record any name changes in hospitals as well. These steps have allowed us to update our birth registration and registration of persons databases to include persons who previously were not registered. We've also been able to take steps along those lines to update our registry of deaths. The steps that we have taken are pioneering in Latin America, because we focus also on registering persons with disabilities, indigenous peoples and organ donors, and making sure that all that information is registered and recorded. As of to date, we are not aware of any instances of births not being registered during the COVID-19 pandemic, because throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, essential services were still provided, including assisted births, midwifery and registration, etc. If a child is born outside the formal healthcare system, then there are offices at the municipal level where the birth can be registered, including the name of the mother, the date and place of birth, and the sex of the child, and any other relevant detail for an accelerated registration of the child. Support is provided for parents in the birth registration process where that does not occur in the formal healthcare network. There was a reform to Article 133 of the Law on the National Register of Persons, which gives a 90-day time frame for the registration of births going forward, which makes it easier to register the birth of Honduras born in the border regions of Guatemala, El Salvador and Nicaragua to Honduran nationals, where they only need to provide the medical record under the seal of that country to acquire a Honduran birth certificate, and this to facilitate the timely registration of Honduran babies born abroad in the Northern Triangle along the border regions with our neighbors. Similarly, in 2019, we revised the time frame for the registration of births occurring in Honduras and boosted it further to the first 6 months of life. And then the retroactive steps can be taken. So if that birth is not registered in the first 90 days, there is an additional wiggle room. We have been carrying out awareness-raising campaigns on early and timely registration of births in the border regions of El Salvador, Guatemala and Honduras as well, with a particular gender focus. With regard to registration of births of children born abroad, beyond the Northern Triangle or the border regions, we, in coordination with the Secretary of State for Migration and the Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, via a particular our mobile consular units, provides birth registration services to Hondurans abroad who have access to these consular officers, and this includes also access to other national documentation and paperwork, including identification documentation and passports. The cost of a birth certificate issued abroad is $32.60. Any citizen born abroad and who is over 6 months of age is registered via a specific form for Hondurans born abroad, and which is a process managed by the National Secretariat for the National Register of Persons. I think it's important to share with you that for the first time in the history of Honduras, children and adolescents between the ages of 6 and 17 have their own personal national identification documents. This covers some 1.3 million children and young people who are now